You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay, Ireland, it was just a couple of weeks ago I talked about how I don't do TV anymore. I don't want to be on TV. I don't want to be on camera.
Yeah, no one believed you.
So I did wind up going on with Alex at Channel 11.
Yes.
They've invited me back to Good Day LA for the first time in like 7 years or 8 years now. So I'm going to go in tomorrow to Good Day LA and see my friend Josh Kaplan and everybody over there, Roxy Carpadian.
Josh still there?
Yeah, still there. So I'm going to go over there and do that tomorrow morning. And I'm going to do some Oscar stuff. By the way, the Susie Essman podcast that is out right now. Turned out great.
Did she get in character?
She did not. Well,
Does she curse at any point in the podcast?
She didn't call you an idiot?
No. Oh. That's not who she is.
She didn't call you a fat F?
No. They're not. She's not a terrible person
Michael
like she is on the show.
Michael, I'd be very disappointed if we got her in the third chair and she didn't yell at
You'd
us.
You'd be very disappointed if you met Larry David. Larry David's like the nicest guy in the world. It's just the show. It's his character. It's his thing. All right. So 2 o'clock call of the day. Let's go to RJ in Brooklyn. All the way in Brooklyn. You're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's great to hear your guys' voices.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in. Are you legit in Brooklyn?
Yeah, I'm in Park Slope.
I love Park Slope. That's the fancy part of Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'm on the East Coast, and then, you know, I'm out west when the weather makes sense. I got to tell you guys, as a Angeleno and a person who has a house in SoCal, it is crazy in New York how much of the Dodgers and this whole brand has become the Rolling Stones. I mean, I cannot tell you how many people are walking around with Dodger jerseys. It's serious out here. I mean, I listen to, you know, live radio.
Yep.
And Mets fans, Yankee fans, they're all talking about the evil empire in L.A., and I just find it kind of ironic. And, you know, I'm really excited about the season, but I've never seen the Dodgers as a brand on such a national stage where you've got local radio talk shows talking about the LA Dodgers before first pitch and opening day.
Now, what's interesting, RJ, is you're saying, and I think the Dodgers have to get used to this. Trey Turner was asked about the Dodgers last week. He's in Philly now. He said, we all hate them. I think he was speaking for, generally speaking, baseball players and teams. I think they're the most hated team in the league now.
If we can get Yankee fan and Mets fan to hate us, I am all for it. I'm all in.
Yeah. Hey, RJ, call in during the season, man. It's great to hear from you.
It's great to always listen to you guys on the stream. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, RJ. The one thing about the Dodgers is, then this is my concern. I was talking to Bergman about this today. Left side of the infield, Max Muncy, not a good defender. Gavin Lux, below average defender. That's the left side of the infield. How do you feel about going into a playoff series with two guys who aren't great defenders on the left side of the infield? To me, that could be the difference between winning a game and losing a game.
A game, yeah.
In a short series,
maybe not.
Well, think about a 5-game series. One game is a lot. I just think if you want to find a flaw, that is a flaw in this team.
Shallow Hal looking for a long time.
No. I'm just saying, look, Ireland, there's going to be so much pressure on the Dodgers in the playoffs this year. Are you kidding me? A booted ball at shortstop or a booted ball at third base could be the difference between advancing or getting knocked out again.
A supermodel. I mean, you'd be going out with Cristiano Ronaldo and you go, he didn't wash his hair last week. Come on.
Yeah, no, but do you not think?
No, they got enough. Let's say they do make a couple of errors. They got enough offense to make up for that.
Now, that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to outscore everybody. But defensively, I question the left side of the infield. Bergman, do you think it's an issue?
Yeah, Michael, Cristiano Ronaldo also hasn't won a World Cup. So at the same time, he didn't get to the spot that he needs to be. So we can say he didn't wash his hair. The Dodgers are not washing their hair. We have to find those things. So yes, the left side of the infield, I do think, is a problem. You have, it can be eventually, because if those two are both bad, and then you also have Mookie Betts, who has not been a second baseman his entire career, three of your four guys in the infield are either below average or average. I think Mookie's going to be good and he's going to be above average, but as of right now, he's average.
What would you guys rather have, great defense or overwhelming offense?
Okay, we've already seen it enough in the playoffs. That overwhelming offense doesn't always show up.
Yeah, the overwhelming offense their run differential was crazy last year.
Yeah, but this is a whole new dynamic with Ohtani. Yeah.
Look, they got 10 runs today.
Ohtani is not just overwhelming offense. He's almost like a one-man eclipse.
What has he done in the playoffs?
He's never been
in the playoffs.
Exactly.
We don't know who he is in the playoffs yet. I think he's going to be great in the World Baseball Classic.
He was the best player.
Yeah, how about that?
He was very good.
He was great in the
Real
WBC.
World Series.
Oh, the Real World Series, says Michael.
It is.
They're also not playing
seven-game series. You're playing one game against somebody.
No, didn't they get rid of the one-gamer?
No, in the WBC.
You just played them one time.
It wasn't 4 of 7.
Yeah, it was a knockout tournament.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a knockout tournament after you advanced out of pool play, and this is best 3 of 5 is the minimum, right?
Yeah.
Best three out of five.
The wild card is 3 games.
Oh, that's right. The wild cards are 3 games.
And then it's 3 out of 5, and then it's 4 out of 7, 4 out of 7.
Exactly. Takes 11 wins, to the best of my knowledge.
That's right? 6? 11?
Takes 3.
4-4-3.
Yeah.
4-4-3. Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. If you're looking at this and saying, well, where are they soft? What is their weakness? What is their flaw? I think that is potentially a flaw for them. When you get to October, I cannot imagine, because they're going to win. I think I've got a mythical money bet, 115 wins or more, which
they're not going to win that
many. I think they absolutely are. I think they will outscore everybody. But regardless, if it's 103 like last year, or if it's 115, or it's what the Mariners did, whatever year, the pressure in that series is going to be unbelievable. I mean, it's going to be a great season. They're going to draw 4 million fans for the first time. They're as we heard from RJ in Brooklyn, the most talked about team in the league, the most hated team in the league, all that stuff. When you get to the playoffs, it comes down to little plays. It comes down to little moments like that. A booted ball, a strikeout in a bad spot. It's little things. And there's a little thing that could cause them problems in October.
Your bet of 115 or more goes against the oldest baseball axiom in the world.
Which is?
Every team's going to win 50 games. Every team's going to lose 50 games. It's the other 62 that matter.
Right.
Yeah. So, but in your case, that would only be 112. If they win 50 and they win all 62, there'd be 112.
See, I think they're just going to blow everybody out all year long.
Maybe.
I mean,
they are in spring training.
Yeah. How's Blue Review going, Bergman?
Blue Review is going well. We did another one today, every day from 9:30 to 9:55 on the ESPNLA YouTube channel.
I have yet to be invited.
You want to come on tomorrow?
Yes, I will.
I thought you were going to Channel 11 tomorrow.
Oh, right, I'm going to Channel 11.
He doesn't even know his own schedule.
By the way, now they're talking about this 3 a.m. thing, the 3 a.m. show, which is
March 20th.
Which is like in 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
But we're rolling into potentially a live show somewhere.
On the 21st, there is a live show at Islands in Manhattan Beach. So I don't think you want to do that one.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do the night before a live show, but I will do the night that leads. The first night, I don't think there's a live show.
Not as of now.
Right.
So I'm
not
doing the math, Mace.
Yes.
4 million fans. What do you think the average Dodger fan, one's in the bleachers, one's in the luxury box, what do you think the average, say, spending is for parking, concessions, ticket price? What do you think a average fan spends to go to a Dodger game?
That's a good question.
All right, so how many people are you going with?
Just say 4 million and each person, say 110
per
bucks
per person.
Wait, per person.
110 at least by the time you eat, park, pay for the ticket.
I think it might be more. The ticket alone has got to be what?
So let's say 150 each to go to a game, no matter where you sit?
Yeah, probably.
So you time that by 4 million. Let's see here. 4 million.
Mm-hmm. He's got his calculator out.
150.
And an abacus.
That's $600 million just on a gate and concessions and parking alone.
Oh, that doesn't include... Yeah, that doesn't include the sponsorship revenue.
Well, that's what I mean.
Just
from that.
Right.
So, and their payroll is about $200-something million?
250, 60.
So they're just raking in the cash.
Oh, they are. There's no question.
So when you say they're
cash.
Spending all this money for Yamamoto and Ohtani, they obviously can afford it.
Nobody else is doing it. Nobody else spent a $1.1 billion during the offseason.
They're grossing $600 to $700 million a year.
I will say this. I see people bring their own food to Dodger Stadium.
You can't do that.
Yeah,
you can.
I don't think it's allowed.
Yeah, you can't sneak that in.
Can bring.
Like what?
Food to die. I'm pretty sure
you can't.
You can't.
Last time I went to a game with a friend of mine, he tried to do that, and they confiscated it at the gate.
They take it off, take it away from you. They're not going to let you bring food
in. Dodger Food Stadium policy does allow you to bring outside food in with you. And a lot of seasons, it has to fit inside a clear plastic bag of no more than 12 by 12 by 6. You can't bring glass bottles or metal cans. So chances are you got to buy something to drink with. You can bring a sandwich. You can bring your own popcorn.
Michael, champagne and nuts.
And season ticket holders tend to do that. Really? It's like, I'm there every game, so I know I'm spending this much on season, so I will bring my dinner with me.
Well, you couldn't do that at Crypto. I'm surprised they don't do that.
No, can't bring outside food in.
No. I'm shocked. That bites into their revenue.
Yeah. No, it's... have you ever brought food in, Laura? To Dodger Stadium?
Nah, man. No.
Bergman, when you go, have you ever taken food in?
No. I will never bring food into Dodger Stadium.
Why don't they let you?
Did you know you're allowed to?
When you own movie theaters, would I have been allowed to bring my own food in?
No.
No, of course not.
What happens if I would have?
It would be confiscated at the door.
You just put it in your purse.
You'd say you've got to throw that away. You can't bring that aside. Now, were we hard asses about it? Were little old ladies sneaking food in their purses?
Little porridge.
Probably.
Bringing a porridge in.
Probably. I mean, we weren't walking through the theaters patrolling and saying, we didn't sell you that sandwich. You're out of here. And I do, as a matter of fact, sneak food in now when I go to the movie.
What do you sneak in?
I go to the AMC in the marina, and there's a Starbucks next door. And as you know, I eat a spinach feta sandwich every single day. So on Saturday, when I go to see Dune Volume 2 at the AMC, I will stop at Starbucks and I will bring my sandwich with a tea.
Okay, Renee, one of our listeners who just fixed my mom's roof. Thank you, Renee.
Oh, nice, Renee.
Says you can bring a pizza into Dodger Stadium. I've seen it.
Wow. That's
crazy. I've never seen anybody walk in with a pizza.
All the times I've been there, I've never seen that.
Now, you could bring slices of... It's got to fit into a bag of 12 inches by... So one foot by six.
Oh, Beto's got to know all the rules
here. Yeah, you know the rules.
You sneak food in?
You don't have to sneak in. At Dodger Stadium, you're allowed to bring food as long... Most of the time, you bring it in through the pavilion. My people.
Right.
Our people, Steve.
Our people, exactly.
Right. Remember we went to batting practice? It was people having like a full-on dinner.
Yes.
Because they get there early. You bring... Michael, it's expensive at Dodger Stadium for a dog.
Yeah.
Let alone real food.
So why would they allow people to bring food? And to cut into their revenue.
Because they want people there. Because you know what, Michael? You can't bring drinks in.
Right.
So what's going to happen? You're thirsty.
Can I bring a bottle of water?
As long as it's sealed.
Okay.
The water bottle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can do that.
But I couldn't bring like a six-pack of Corona.
You can't bring a can or a bottle.
No, me and my buddies.
A glass bottle.
Me and my buddies in San Diego actually used to sneak beers in.
Yeah, oh, really?
Cover it in a tortilla.
Yeah.
And then TikTok
exposed all that, so everybody knows how to do it.
That's clever.
Everybody knows. Like, you got cupping. That's nice.
Yeah, I got a serious cupping last night.
Yeah, so you can bring in food. The pizza is no problem because, Michael, look, if you're in the pavilion, you're in the reserve, they know. Like, everybody working there, like, hey, we know what's going on. Yeah.
So when they say how much does it cost to take a fan,
it's $30 to park.
Right, it's
$30 to park. The tickets are going to get you at least, let's just say, in the top deck, 20-something for the cheapest ticket times 4. You can't go to a game, man. Remember when we went MT and we got the, Mace. We got the tacos?
Yes.
We could have got those tacos to go and ate them at the ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they have a bunch of those stands on Sunset right there.
Right. So we sneak in food.
Well, you're not sneaking it in. You're allowed to.
You're bringing it in.
You're allowed to.
Yeah.
Because they want people there, MT. Yeah. They just want people there.
That's crazy.
4 million fans.
But then you get 50,000 a game.
That's true.
45,000 a game.
4 million fans. Yeah. They never hit 4 million before?
Never hit
sure?
4 million before.
Never.
I thought they had. They haven't.
Did Toronto hit 4 million?
Back in the 90s when they had that big run.
Carter and
the Sky Dome was popping and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Pepe's here.
Pepe's here. One too many.
Beto, tell him. Only one person waved at Pepe last game, remember?
Yeah, the guy down in the run. But he had good seats, front row, though. Yeah.
That was the fifth row Friday winner.
Oh, that's what it was?
Oh,
yeah.
That doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
Because he's in on the bid.
He was bought. We bought him.
Here he comes. He's riding in us.
The horse.
We're getting ready for Lakers Kings tonight, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, he just rode in on his
the horse.
Pepe Mantilla is here. Pepe, what's going on, man?
Hi, everybody.
Pepe, I got a question for you and Michael and Mace, all three of you.
Okay.
In two of the last three Laker games.
Yes.
They have been dominated on the boards. I mean, like, rebounding is a huge problem.
OKC, they bounced back, but
yep,
the previous
they kind of got
two.
It together.
Yeah.
I read yesterday that Dwight Howard signed with a team in Puerto Rico. Dwight Howard is a five-time NBA rebounding winner, leader. He led the league in rebounding mm-hmm. five times. Also a three-time defensive player of the year. He's 38, which means he's younger than LeBron. Michael, would you call Dwight Howard to see if he has any interest in maybe sitting on the end of the Lakers bench in case we get into one of these games when we're being out-rebounded?
No, his time has passed.
Pepe, what do you think?
I think they should call him.
Yeah, I also think he's a really big name. He's going to the Hall of Fame, all that, but no, his time has passed.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's younger than LeBron.
Right, but I mean, yeah, but LeBron is a unicorn.
He's one of one.
Right.
I mean, Dwight Howard, when was the last time he played in the league?
2 years ago with the Lakers.
2020.
No, he played. He came back after that.
Well, 2020, yeah, but then he did come back.
After he won the title with us, he went to Philadelphia for a year. Then he came back and played for us in 2022, and he was pretty slow defensively. He wasn't the same guy, so they didn't bring him back. But what I'm saying is we get guys sitting on the end of our bench that aren't playing at all. Why not bring somebody in who could address the rebounding issue?
Yeah.
You just said he was too slow in 2022. 2 years later, you want to bring him in?
Well, you don't need to be he's quickened fast up. To rebound. Yeah.
He got faster again?
Yeah. 2 years later?
No, I'm not saying you have to do it. It may be a ridiculous idea, but...
A little bit.
Okay, so fix the rebounding problem, Bergman. What do you do?
I mean, they can't. They should have did something at the trade deadline. The whole thing was right. Always been go get a big.
This is the way the team's constructed.
Yeah, they fixed it in Oklahoma. They can do it if they want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they went out and signed Harry Giles. He's much younger.
Yes, he is.
He's not Dwight Howard, but he's younger.
Yeah.
Greg, sometimes you don't need to be that quick in order to box out the guy that is going to get the rebound.
Right, right.
Dwight Howard
and that's
is still
what they
2 years
doing in,
older.
Against Oklahoma City. Yeah,
right.
From when
he's
he
the Cam
slow.
Newton of the NBA. His time is over.
Yeah, I mean, I think I mean, he's a great player and was fun in 2020 and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't think so. Not anymore. Not removed from the league by 2 years.
Hey, here's the difference. Let me give you guys a comparison. You guys know I'm infatuated with speed, right?
Yes.
Fast men and women. Hence my obsession over Usain Bolt when he was running. Last
right.
week, Xavier Worthy mm-hmm. set a combine record in the 40 at 4.21 seconds, Pepe. Last week, Christian Coleman won the 60-meter race in 6.41 seconds in the Indoor World Championship.
They have a 60 meters?
60 meters. I don't know why 60 and not 50, but yeah. It's always been that way. But here's the difference between fast football players and world-class sprinters. In 2018, the same Christian Coleman did run a 40. To see how fast a world-class sprinter could run the combine 40 compared to football players.
Right.
Between you three guys, closest to the number, who can guess what he ran in the 2018 40 that he ran as a test?
Well, I'm going to say, since you're bringing it up, that he's at 4.05.
Yeah, I was
like
going to say
4.0 and change.
I was going to say 4.08.
Well, it's 4.12 compared to 4.2.
It is?
But wait, here's the thing. That's why I brought this up. Based off of his 6.41 second 60-yard race last week,
mm-hmm.
They calculated his time over 40 yards in that race. Closest to the number again. What time did Coleman run over 40 yards last week when he set the record in the 60-meter sprint?
All right, so I figured it might have to be under four, right? If he's phrasing the question that way. I'll say 3.9.
I said 3.11.
This is longer, right, or shorter?
Well, they just calculated over 40 yards what he ran.
In the first 40 yards, first 40 what yards. Would he have run?
What time did he cover?
Yeah, I'd say 3.95.
I don't hit it right on the head. 3.9 seconds.
Wow.
Compared to 4.21.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy fast.
Michael, somebody will take Xavier Worthy early just because of that speed,
for the speed?
Right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you have that kind of speed, threat downfield. Sure, somebody. I don't know if it'll be a first rounder, but he might go second or third round.
Yeah. Michael, what was the record of Evans in 1968? Do you remember?
You're talking about the 100 meters?
The 400.
On 43.9, I believe. Something like that.
He had that record
for a long,
long
time.
Long time,
long time in the 400 meters.
You know, I got to meet Usain Bolt.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
He was the coolest guy.
Very.
You know, he understood, when I get to do Olympics, he understood that this is a moment, right? This is, you got to soak this in.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt talked to everybody. Mm-hmm. He was the most gregarious guy. There were other guys who, you know, I'm trying to think, the guy that won the decathlon didn't want to talk. I'm like, this is your moment.
Right.
This is your moment to shine. This is your moment to enjoy all the hard work.
Yeah, right. Milk it.
Usain Bolt loved it. Yeah. Loved the
attention.
Promote
yourself. Promote your brand.
That's
how you get money off the track.
Now, he's probably still making money.
Yeah, he's still getting sponsorship money. He probably signed lifetime deals. And
when he did the 100 meters in Rio, you could have heard a pin drop before that race started.
That is so tense.
And so much anticipation over 10 seconds running.
And that's probably the most pressure on any athlete, maybe outside of winning a putt in the Masters to win it if you don't win it. But because if you jump, if you fall start at that moment, you are disqualified.
Yeah.
And you built up all this time, and you're the favorite, and you start too quick. That's it. You don't give you a second chance.
Yep.
It's crazy.
I remembered there was a professional golfer named Scott Hoke, H-O-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a putt to win the Masters.
I remember that.
It was about a one-footer, and he pulled it.
Oh.
And the headline the next day in the paper was, Hoke as in choke.
Yep.
Oh, that's rough.
And like somebody like Mickelson or Tiger or somebody like came up and won it from him. But
you think that still haunts him to this day? It has to.
It would haunt me.
Yeah, I know it would.
Yeah,
like Scott Norwood is out there somewhere saying, "Oh God, why me?"
Well, especially since the kick came up this year,
right? And it raised all the attention
Brandon Bass.
For what Norwood did.
Yeah. Brandon Bass turned Scott Norwood into a meme.
So Bergman and I have been gambling on Cut. This is the brand new peer-to-peer betting app where you can actually, in the state of California, bet money. So go download the app. You can get information, KUTT.com. Use code ESPNLA for a 10% deposit. Bergman, it's unbelievable how bad a gambler I am. I have made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have missed 5 on 6 bets.
That's why we deal in mythical money on this program.
No more.
Yeah.
We're betting real money now. Somebody send me a good bet.
I'm 8 of 13 in my bets.
Winning.
I'm doing pretty good, but I have 2 bets that somebody offered me, and I don't know if I'm going to take either.
Yeah, I'm being offered a lot of bets today. There's not a lot. Somebody offered me Lakers -2. I actually just put it out there. I put Lakers -2.5. I love the Lakers to win tonight. I think they absolutely win.
What do you think of this, John? And Mace, too.
Yep.
76ers -5.5 over the Grizzlies.
I got this bet,
Wouldn't touch it.
Hey, wouldn't touch it? No?
No. Here's why. No Joel Embiid for the Sixers. Uh-huh. Tyrese Maxey has also been in and out of the lineup.
Yeah.
So you don't know what you're getting with Philly. And for Memphis, no Ja Morant. No Desmond Bane, and maybe no Jaren Jackson.
Oh, too many variables.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? Last one, and then you can go, Mace. But the Trailblazers and Oklahoma City Thunder game, under 224 points.
Oklahoma City's coming off a game where they scored, 103, I think, against the Lakers.
Yeah, I like that better than the first bet, Greg.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take that one. I'm not going to do this.
Michael and I aren't allowed to even goof around bet on the NBA. Yeah. But if we
these
could,
guys have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And NCAA tournament's coming up. I'm going to bet a lot of games on Cut. And when you do download and get your 10% deposit match with ESPNLA, make sure you join the ESPNLA group. We're BSing in there.
How could you bet on the NCAA tournament? You haven't seen one team play.
hunch. Just a hunch.
You just go by the uniform number, so the colleges, that's
yeah.
it?
Yeah, no, I mean, you read a bunch of stuff, right? Yeah. You pick up. That's what we do at the NCAA tournament with the brackets.
You know, this is the first time in my life, Pepe and Mason, Ireland, that I cannot name one college male player. I have not watched 1 second of male college
Bronny James.
Oh, okay, other than him.
Well, you know who the best player in Duke is, right?
No.
Kyle Filipowski, the kid that got trampled.
Right, we know him because of that.
And by the way, you can name a college player, and you talk about her all the time, Caitlin Clark.
No, he said men's player.
It's over men's. Yeah.
Okay, so can I name?
Yeah, I know more women's players than I do men's players this
year.
Men
just does not intrigue me this year. I don't even know who's the number one pick in the draft this year. Last year, we knew the top three
or
four picks.
And that is very important for the people that you don't know.
What do you mean?
Yeah, like, who are you?
Who are you? That's a good question. Who
I
are you?
I am a basketball genius.
Yeah.
No, he's a humble genius, Pepe.
We're all going to fill out our brackets this year. We're all going to pretend like we know what we're saying for a couple of weeks, and we really don't. Bergman, you're probably the only guy here who watches any college basketball, and it was a terrible year for UCLA.
It is a terrible year. They're 14-15.
For USC,
15.
Too?
Yeah, USC also.
LA sports, year. College basketball has been awful. Unless you're USC and UCLA women's basketball, because they're both very, very good. USC has Juju Watkins, who's really good.
Yeah.
But UCLA's a mess this
but
year.
There, Michael, you're right. There was a time when I knew these teams.
Yep.
We don't need to break anymore.
Okay.
You want to?
I don't care.
Yeah, we can.
I don't care. We all knew
all the players like Shaquille, Alonzo Mourning, all of them. Mm-hmm. That was a great time.
Is this Selection Sunday? Is it this Sunday?
No.
It's one more Sunday.
No, it's a couple more because they have to get through.
The conference tournaments are all starting up pretty soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I watched. Another weekend, then the conference tournaments, and then actually the conference next weekend on Sunday.
The brackets kind of ain't what they used to be.
No.
Like we'll fill them out for the station and we'll mark them up and I know all that stuff, but we're
guessing more than we used to.
Yeah, way more. All right, coming up next, does it matter who's first with a story? Does it matter who's first? Mike Florio is making fun of those people. We'll get to that coming up next. Mason Ireland, Michael's here, Pepe's here, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, Pepe, you saw Dune 2?
Yes.
What was your review?
I like it. It's a good movie. It's
long, right?
Science fiction. I recommend everybody to watch it.
Yeah.
It's the best science fiction movie that I've seen in my life. Nobody's close to the top.
It's close to the top. Yeah, Christopher Nolan says close to the top, if not the greatest science fiction movie ever made. Juan is watching Dune 1 right now.
Yeah, to prepare yourselves.
In 20-minute... he's watching.
That's how I would do it.
A miniseries.
Yeah, it drives you crazy when people don't watch movies on one sitting. But
he's watching 20 minutes, then 20 minutes,
As usual, I'm with Juan.
Yeah.
All right, Pepe and Michael, I threw this at Mason and Laura and Greg and Brian yesterday, but I feel really bad about something I did at the Laker game the other night. I want you to tell me how I could have handled it better.
Yelled at me again?
No, you were making fun of me again?
I did both of those things, but I don't feel bad about either one of those things.
He does not. Here's what
I feel bad because a lot of people, at halftime, mm-hmm. when I walk out, a lot of people come to me and said, I waved to you. I said, go tell those guys.
Yeah. They didn't.
Yeah.
No. No, because they're afraid of you guys. They're afraid of you.
Right, they're afraid to wave.
Here's what happened. And Michael will back me up on this. As you know, we have very limited time to go to the bathroom when we're doing these games. And at halftime, Michael and I always, I don't know if you and Samuel do this too, but we throw to the break fairly quickly so we have time to go to the bathroom before the line builds. you know, because the lines of the bathrooms are super long, and if you don't get there quickly, there's a chance you might not be able to go. So the other day, Oklahoma City and the Lakers are playing. I throw to the halftime break. I get it to Beto really fast. I turn, and I'm bolting for the media room so I can go to the bathroom. And some guy, very nice guy, walks up to me and goes, like kind of cuts me off and goes, hey, I know you're extremely busy, but I just wanted to say hi to you. I said, I'm so sorry. I don't have time. And I kept going.
Whoa.
And I never do that. Ooh. And I feel bad That's about rough. It. But Michael, yeah. What should I have done?
You would have stopped him. You should have fist pounded him.
Fist pounded.
Say, hey, yeah, man, great to meet
if
you.
If you're listening, why, come back again. Chat? Pepe, how should I have handled it?
You should have said something like, I'll come back right away.
Wait,
right
yeah, for that's
me.
Good. Yeah,
I'm
that's
going what, to the can. Come back and meet me in my spot.
Yeah, I'll be back in 2 minutes. Right. Stay right there. That's what I should have done.
You know what?
But it's been haunting me ever since I did it.
You know what's the difference?
Is he a regular guy?
No, I'd never seen him before.
You know what's the difference between you and Michael and Samuel and myself?
Yeah.
Samuel goes to the bathroom. I can do play-by-play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No, Michael's done it.
Yeah, Michael is not good at play-by-play.
He doesn't call anybody by their name, but he does it.
I actually heard you. I heard you fill in one time. Somehow he was doing play-by-play, and he goes, he throws it to the Notre Dame kid.
Yeah, some guy.
Well, there's a very famous story about Johnny Most, the old Celtic announcer, and you know now it's becoming more and more common that in the preseason you'll play a team from like Czechoslovakia or Serbia or you know some foreign team. So Johnny Most, as he at the end of his career, nobody could tell him what to do. He'd been the Celtic announcer for 50 years, and you know nobody was going to tell Johnny anything. So the game starts, and Doug, our engineer, told me this story when we were in Boston. He said that the game starts, and it's obvious that Johnny either can't or doesn't want to pronounce the names of the people on the Serbian roster because they're like long and hard
right,
to pronounce.
Sure.
So he starts doing the game. He goes, and Johnny Most used to sound like this. He throws a bird throws it. It's stolen by the bearded guy. The guy, and he throws it to the guy in the short shorts and he lays it in. He did a whole.
So he did it without even mentioning names.
He did a whole half without doing any names.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's great.
We probably couldn't get away with that.
No, we couldn't get away with that. But, you know, if it's not a star, nobody cares if some guy, anonymous guy, shoots a corner jumper. Some guy over there with a beard shot the.
Yeah, no.
So is that what you would say? Some guy in the beard shoot.
Some guy in the beard in the corner. I don't know who that is, but he just missed a shot.
Yeah,
it's not like Giannis shot.
No. Wait a second. What? You don't know if that player is eventually going to come and play in the league. Okay,
right. Maybe it's Victor Wembanyama.
And right now we have a lot of players from all over the world playing. So it's our responsibility, and
no,
we
nothing
have
becomes
to,
a star.
We no, you don't have to.
When he becomes
you know,
known,
you know,
say
the
his
other
name.
Day, the other day, the Denver game.
Yeah,
Sasha was there. Vlade was there. You know who else was there?
Djokovic.
Yeah,
the tennis player. The tennis player.
Yeah.
By the way, Brian, I'm setting you up here. Speaking of foreign players, Gilbert Arenas, the one and only Gilbert Arenas. Michael, what drives you crazy about the All-Star game?
The fact that they don't care. The care factor. The lack of care.
And they play no defense.
Nothing. It's just nothing. They don't play offense.
Okay, so the defense, though, this year is way down. I mean, and
offense
so,
is well, through way the up. Roof, yeah.
So, but Gilbert Arenas says, he was on his podcast, he was talking to Kenyon Martin, a couple other guys. He says he knows how you can fix the defense problem in the NBA. It's a radical suggestion. I'm preparing you. But here is Gilbert Arenas' suggestion on how to fix the defense in the NBA.
I know what they can do. Get rid of all the Europeans.
What?
You just said it. You just said it. You go to college to learn defense. Yeah. What college do Europeans go to?
I'm with you. No, I didn't say get rid of them.
They don't go to college whatsoever. Yeah. They have no athleticism.
They all come over.
Hold on. They have no athleticism, mm-hmm. right? They have no speed, no jumping ability. They are a liability on defense. There's 150-year-olds in the league today. Name the top 10 defenders.
What do you think, Michael? Get rid of all the Europeans. Would that fix it?
I don't think so. No, that's funny, but
think
not,
about
that,
it.
Not
five of the last 10 MVPs have been European.
Yeah.
Jokic, Giannis, Luka's European.
Jokic is playing defense now. He doesn't block shots like Rudy Gobert can play defense.
Wembanyama is an elite defender. Yep. Giannis is one defensive player of the year. Yeah, so I love Gilbert. I've always loved Gilbert. Wimby. He's out of his mind.
Wemby? Yeah. Wemby? Sure. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think that's the answer. I mean, I'm going to suggest that Gilbert is wrong on this.
You know
this
what he
one.
Is, Mace? Mm. He's an isolationist.
Yes, he is. No, I think generally speaking, the European players are fun to watch. I mean, some of the most exciting players in the league are European right now.
More fundamentally sound than American players.
Yeah. All right, so Michael, if they played the All-Star game and they tried, all right, so let's say they play hard.
Right.
All the Euros against all the Americans, who wins?
It's a toss-up game because the Euros in this league now can play. A bunch of them are all pros, all stars. It's a toss-up game. Whoever.
And there are a lot of American players that went to college. And they
think about it. The European teams, if you just said non-American, okay, so you play Americans against foreign players.
Right, foreigners.
Okay.
It'd be fun.
Your backcourt for the foreign team would be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Luka.
Yeah.
Your front line would be Giannis, Jokic, and whoever else. Who else would be the other forward?
Wembanyama.
Oh, yeah, and Wemby. Mm-hmm. How are we beating that team?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, and then our team would it'd be good, our team.
Oh, yeah, it'd be very good. It'd be a great
But beating that team?
It'd be a more interesting
A front
game.
Line of Jokic, Giannis, and Wemby, and a backcourt of SGA. Jamal Murray could be in the backcourt.
Jamal Murray,
SGA,
too.
Luka.
Yeah, right. The U.S. could win. They got LeBron, AD, and now Embiid is an American, could be up front.
Yeah, Tatum could play for the Americans.
Yeah.
The backcourt
Embiid play
Steph
for the Americans.
Could play for the Americans.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a great game.
It'd be good.
It would be really good. It'd be really good. So, Ireland, one thing I learned from playing poker at Commerce a couple of weeks ago in the L.A. Poker Classic, play fewer hands. You told me play.
Well, I'm stealing that. You're giving me too much credit. When he was alive, I asked Jerry Buss, Dr. Buss, what's the best advice you would give to guys like Mason and I who play in occasional tournaments?
Right.
Because you're a world-class poker player. He goes, the biggest mistake amateur poker players make is they play too many hands. Did you violate that rule when you were at Commerce?
I think I did.
You played so you got a low pair and you stayed in?
Low pair or okay, so how do you play this hand? Let me just throw something out at you. 9-10 suited.
Okay, is in your hand.
Open-ended straight.
Would you have hearts?
Clubs.
Clubs, okay.
Open-ended straight.
Yeah.
Flush draw. Do you play that hand?
What's the flop?
The flop is two clubs.
Oh, I'm staying in.
Staying in, playing for the fourth club.
Yeah. What were one of the clubs face cards?
No. Yes, queen club.
All right, so there's only three cards that can beat your flush. The ace, the king, and the jack.
Right. Because
you have the 10.
By the way, I did end up losing this hand.
Yeah.
But I guess I don't regret. That was a hand I should have played.
Yeah,
it was the right hand to play. Anyway, I'm always learning poker. I'm doing it at Commerce Casino where I play all the time. And it's the biggest and best poker room in SoCal and the legit biggest poker room in the world. You can find any game. Ireland, you talked me out of 4-8 Hold'em.
Yeah, too bridge for your blood.
Yeah, no limit. I'm going to play limit game this weekend. Get this, Commerce Casino is giving away over $1 million in promotions in January alone. They're giving away $20 million in promotions in 2024. And jump in there. Maybe I'll see you at the tables this weekend. It's Commerce Casino and Hotel. CommerceCasino.com, the home of Mandy's 3. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so I got this on Instagram today. It was a DM, and I think they can't steal my information. It's all fake. Person's obviously not real.
Okay,
and I just want to mess around with them, and I want your response. What I should respond to them with?
Okay,
this is what they said to me. Hello, your head looks like a gentleman. I wonder if I can get to know you. How should I respond to it? And also, what the hell does your head look like? A gentleman?
How did this person get into your DMs?
No, well, they just...
Are your DMs open?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my DMs are also open.
But it's also, it says accept message. I'd have to accept the message.
Sounds like somebody sliding into your DMs, no, or at least attempting to, because of your head.
Am I looking like a gentleman, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Greg, I think you should give this to Mason and I and let us take it from here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. You want to tell me what you're...
No, give us the info. We'll handle it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You'll have a date by next week.
Oh, no. Well, no. I don't want the date with a fake person.
We'll find her for you.
No, that's okay.
I know a guy, a friend of a friend that can fix
I know
that.
A guy.
I know a guy.
No. Sounds like Cappy.
What's up, Foo?
What do you got, Brian?
Okay, so NHL on ESPN this Saturday. I think it is the Penguins and the Bruins. It's going to be another animated simulcast game.
Okay.
How they've been doing with the NFL. The one caveat here that's different is... Both the announcers are going to be wearing the play-by-play announcers are going to be wearing the VR MetaQuest Pro while broadcasting the game.
Oh, interesting.
Does it say who the announcers are going to be?
Drew Carter is the main one. And
okay.
Carter said he'll make it work. It seems like a fun idea. He's worried that he won't be able to check his notes or even the scoreboard during the game.
Right.
So my question to you guys is, how can you imagine calling a, a Laker game per se with a headset on?
I wouldn't want to do it. One of the reasons why I, and Michael will chime in on this, when we were doing the games during the pandemic, it was fine. We made it work. But one of the things about being in the arena, and Pepe will attest to this, is it's a fully immersive experience.
Right.
You're looking at the bench. You're looking at the fans. You're looking at the play developed. If I had a headset on, Pepe, I think it would be very uncomfortable for me.
I couldn't do it because I will probably get dizzy. Okay.
Right.
And number one. But the other one, no. The
but
part,
remember, did you guys do the games during the pandemic from a studio?
We do some off of TV,
but, right?
But yeah. The thing is, doing basketball from the studio is way easier than doing football from the studio because you have more players.
Right.
See? And then you don't know what they're doing, only what they're showing you
in
camera.
Yes.
With basketball, you only have 10 players at one point.
That's right. You don't have to keep track of as many people. Yeah. I'd like to know exactly what they're seeing in the goggles. Like, are they seeing stats? Are they seeing replays? Are they seeing
the game in animation as it's going on? So almost like if they were watching it on TV, kind of a deal.
See, I think that would be very distracting. I would not be fair. But I seriously, if it wasn't $3,500, I would try that Apple Vision Pro. I'm really curious to see what it does.
So expensive.
It is so expensive.
Disgusting.
It's out of every. Josh Hart has been doing a lot of it and tweeting about it and Instagramming about it.
I think it's Josh Hart's birthday today. Happy birthday, Josh.
And Shaq. He's been using them a lot. If I was Tim Cook, I would say I need to send one to the guy in Los Angeles who keeps talking about it because he'll talk about it on the air.
I think we could probably get you some swag.
Apple Vision Pro?
Yeah, I wouldn't use it.
How about you?
You wouldn't try it?
Nah.
I mean, you're not even curious.
Michael. Nah. By the way, you were very, very, and I'm curious how you feel now.
Yeah.
You were very, very high on what the glasses you wear to go to the movies. And now nobody does that.
Everybody does it. Every movie is coming out in 3D.
Right. But I mean, when's the last time you put glasses on in a movie theater?
I put glasses on in a movie theater? It has happened. The Marvel movies are in 3D and they look really cool.
Yeah. I just would rather. I'm uncomfortable with the goggles or the glasses on.
It's just a pair of glasses and you're seeing an additional depth. But every single movie coming out is in 3D.
How about the seats when they move and the water?
I hate that. That is so 4D? Weird. They've got 4D at the Regal where your seat shakes and they spray water at you. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
I went to see Bismarck.
Bismarck.
And then the water came to me and I started moving.
So weird. I couldn't deal with that. I didn't even know what I was buying a ticket for. But yeah, I would love to try the Apple Pro. But I don't get this. I don't quite understand what they're going to see.
Yeah. All right.
What's up, Foo?
Who's next?
It's me.
Hi, Laura.
All right. Hi, guys. A man from Agora Hills is suing the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas after he was stung by a scorpion on his testicles while he was sleeping. But now some people are speculating he might have brought the scorpion to the hotel on his own. Do you think this is real or he's trying to scam his way into some money?
Nobody would bring a scorpion from
home. Unless you were trying to scam yourself into some money.
Yeah, but check. You still got to get bit on the.
You
got to
get bit on the.
And how do you? Who checks
thing?
That?
Whoa. I don't. A scorpion in a hotel room.
Yeah,
I don't buy.
Michael and I stay in hotels 100 nights a year. I've never seen a scorpion anywhere.
Where's the hotel?
The Venetian.
The Venetian.
That's a nice hotel.
They can sneak in there. They can get in through sheets or something.
It is the desert. Yeah, when you get right down to it, it is the desert.
But come on. I mean, the Venetian.
It's not a ghetto hotel.
I'm sure that they have something to prevent scorpions to come into
scorpion
the hotel.
Like net? No. A scorpion.
But they can sneak in any kind of way.
Yeah,
no, because if you put lavender, the scorpions won't go.
Wait a minute. Lavender is
how's
what he
this
needed.
Guy, how's this guy going to?
Who knows that? Lavender. What, is it soap
anybody
or shampoo?
What are you, like, a witch doctor?
Lavender is to keep scorpions away?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I did not know that, Pepe.
When you look at it, it's like this is something we should have known. How would we have known that?
Because you're talking about that, see? It's not my fault that you guys don't know nothing.
Wait, I didn't know that. I genuinely didn't know that.
I know. Why is that our fault? That we
flowers.
Didn't know.
My
flowers.
Mom, like,
Pepe is knowledge shaming us.
No, Pepe, because my mom is from Mexico and they have scorpions all over and she's scared of them. And I didn't know that.
They say use dried lavender in windowsills as scorpion repellent.
Oh, how did you know? But in dead serious, how did you know this?
Okay, Laura. When I go to Mexico, there are scorpions in different places.
Yes.
So it's a thing down there.
It is a big thing.
In different places.
Yeah.
I hate scorpions.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
I do too.
Not all scorpions are killers, you know?
Right.
Poisonous, yes.
So I said, I'm not going to your house. And they said, don't worry about it. I just planted
lavender. Yeah.
And that put you at ease?
Of course.
Why don't they like lavender? Why don't they like lavender?
I don't know.
Yeah,
well,
you're
telling us you should know.
No,
it is just a thing. So you're saying if this guy would have stuffed lavender down his pants, he wouldn't have gotten stung in the testicles?
He should have put some Bath and Body Works lotion.
Michael, give me some of that lavender. I don't want to get stung at the game.
Not only
that.
Get some lavender.
Now that I know you know so much about scorpions, you got to stay on your side of the aisle tonight. I don't want a scorpion coming over to our table.
No, not only that, okay? Lavender is good because it keeps the scorpions away from you,
yes. Right?
But it attracts bees.
There's
a trade-off.
No, but I mean,
so do you want bees or do you want scorpions?
They can both bite you.
If you ran if you were the owner of the Venetian, would you settle this before?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Venetian's got loose scorpions all over the place. They need to plant lavender right away.
You, guys like Michael, Michael's a neat freak.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's not staying in a hotel that has a scorpion.
Oh, forget
problem.
It, man. Michael.
No. Yeah.
By the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station. O'Shea Jackson Jr. swears that there are feral cats in the Luxor.
Really?
Loose wild cats.
Okay.
Now, is that possible?
I have never heard that.
Yeah.
But the Venetian is the hotel that is geographically the closest to the sphere. The Wynn and the Venetian.
One of the most expensive hotels.
Right.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so I would not want this story being kicked around by a bunch of sports radio bozos like us.
No, I think the guy.
I would settle it.
Yeah.
I would settle it. Does it say what that guy's asking for?
No, not on the story that I.
How much is it worth to get bit on the you-know-whats?
Oh, no, thank you.
No, I'm going to pass.
10 million? Can he get 10 million?
Yes, bite away.
But what would you settle for if it bit you?
Sting me for $1 million. I'm good.
Million? Yeah. $1 million cash?
Yeah.
Now you have to pay up taxes
on
that?
I don't know if you do, if it's a bet. If it's a personal bet between you and me,
you can do it on
taxes.
Cut.
We can do it on cut.
Yeah.
No, it's a settlement. If you get a $1 million settlement, you have to pay taxes.
I don't know the answer to that,
do.
Michael.
I think you do.
Brian, the guy found the scorpion.
Yeah, it's so the scorpion, he showed a picture. I'll send you guys a picture. Like,
did it wake him up when it stung him?
Well, how could it not?
Well, you never know. You
how could it not?
It woke him up with a sharp pain. That's what he said.
Whoa.
Sharp pain.
All right.
Now I'm going to be all paranoid. When do we go out of hotel? We're going to Sacramento next week. Yeah. They have scorpions in Sacramento.
I always look for bed bugs.
Yeah. There you go. You can't tell if they're there.
Oh, yeah. You can see them.
He has the red light goggles.
You can see them.
You
have the light?
No, I have the light, but little bed bugs there. You can see them.
You're a very
So what do you do if you find one?
Oh, man, I put on my hazmat suit and I get out of there.
you're like Howard Hughes.
Exactly.
Yeah, like Howard Hughes.
That's a very good.
You know how nasty hotels are, man? They don't clean them rooms every day.
You go to the fanciest
hotels
in the world. You go to 5-star hotels.
Let's say 3 people slept in your bed last night. Would you like that? See what I mean? said last 3 days, three different people. That's how these hotel beds are.
You know, they change the sheets every day.
Every day they change the sheets.
That's what they say.
Oh, come on.
How do you sleep at these hotels at night with all these thoughts running through your head? I don't know how you do it.
I toss and turn all night.
All right. Coming up next for you, let's do, I mentioned this earlier, but there's a conversation about how important it is to be first with a story. To be first. We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.